one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti back home in beautiful Rochester, New York. Very happy to be here with you this evening. Tonight, we will have the report on today's matches in Euro 2012, of course, and we'll also talk about the U.S. Women's National Team and their great results today against the world champions Japan. We'll also be joined by Rhinos defender Cuevas Kirk, who scored the tying goal in the match yesterday, 1-1 draw with Pittsburgh, and also Western New York Flash keeper Allie Lipscher, who has recorded 3 shutouts in the Flash's current 5-match unbeaten streak. Sam Mongiovi's off tonight, so let's go right to the man himself, Joe Sirianni. And Joe, we're celebrating because Italia 2-2, Irlanda 0.
Zero, yeah. Very nice, very nice the way you put it. But let me tell you, I died 1,000 times. I died every time they kicked the ball that was close to Buffon. So I'm so happy that Italy won, and now we're moving on to the quarterfinal. I guess the more difficult opponents.
So, either France or England and possibly Ukraine. I guess Ukraine cannot top the group, so it has to be either France or England.
France or England, exactly. And those are going to be tough games with tough opponents. But the reality of the thing that I'm very happy about soccer in itself, all the games that we've seen, all the fans that are so intense and rooting for their team. Television is a great tool, a great exposition to the sports. And I really hope that because ESPN and ESPN2 and all the soccer channels, that we get, and they are throughout America, will offer a new approach to soccer in the United States.
It certainly has been a great tournament so far, but we're going to talk more about Euro in just a bit, but we want to start with the ladies because it's all, you say ladies first, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And you got to give a big thumbs up to the U.S. Women's National Team preparing for the Olympic Games that start in about 1 month's time in London. A huge victory today for the U.S., 4-1 over Japan, the world champions. U.S.'s first win over Japan in 3 matches. 2 goals each from Rochester's Abby Wambach and former Western New York Flash star Alex Morgan. They are really playing together. Those two dynamic forwards, Abby the power and Morgan with the speed. Both of them are deadly finishers, and the U.S. also beat Sweden 3-1. Earlier on Saturday, and Morgan and Wambach each scored in that match. So
Tobin scored the other goal.
So Abby and Alex, the double A connection, I guess you got to give them a name or something, but they are playing extremely well, and the U.S. is going to be very hard to beat in London.
And, you know, before we go on, we're watching TV, and kudos to Channel 10 because they showed the little preview of the game on television on the news, Robert DeWin. And, you know, I hope that the Democrat and Chronicle will do the same, write a nice article, because soccer can be made by positive attitude and by good reporting. So let's just hope for the best.
Absolutely. And again, the United States competing in the Olympic Games, once again, they are going to be going back to the Olympics, and they are the two-time defending champions, and they will compete in London. And one of the best things, Joe, is they're going to be playing in some of the greatest stadiums in the world. You know, they're going to play at Wembley. They're going to play at Old Trafford, the home of Manchester United. I will admit it's a great stadium. I don't care for the team too much, but it is one of the legendary facilities. And all these great premiership facilities will host women's soccer and, of course, men's soccer. U.S. not in the men's soccer tournament, but England, great team, Great Britain is certainly there, and they're still debating and questioning if Mr. Beckham will be on the Great Britain Olympic team. So it's going to be a great event for soccer, because England is such a great soccer nation, and they're going to really, I'm sure, support the football men's and women's tournaments.
See, one of the things that, you know, Europe and England are small in a sense, a vicinity from city to city, and some cities, they have two teams that are competing with one another. There is a rivalry, there is, you see people walking around with scarves and uniforms, you know, identifying with their team. There's a euphoria caused by that. And United States is so vast that, you know, if you go from one city to another city, you have, you know, you lose track of where the heck you're going. But the reality of the thing that we got the media, and the media should be the thing that puts the thing together. So just like they do for football, like they do for hockey, and like, you know, soccer is not secondary to any sports in America, because soccer is international, and where baseball is not international. Hockey, this to a certain extent. And, you know, football, for instance, is not international. So when you really look at the aspect of everything, that's the way I feel.
Well, the United States will open the Women's Olympic Tournament on July 25th. Actually, it's 2 days before the actual opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games. They will take on France. Of course, that's a rematch of the World Cup semifinals from last year. That'll be at the home of the Scottish national team, Hampden Park in Glasgow. And the U.S. will stay in Glasgow to take on Colombia on the 28th. And then on the 31st, it will take on North Korea at Old Trafford. And then, of course, the other stadiums are going to be using, of course, Wembley, St. James's Park, home of Newcastle United, and the City of Coventry Stadium, home of Coventry City, the Sky Blues, and the Millennium Stadium in Wales.
Well, so, you know, Andrew, I think you should give a rundown how soccer is, you know, how the division, you know, the format of the division in soccer. Just like the European Cup, they have 14 in each division. They had four divisions,
well,
A,
three,
B, C, and D. So.
Well, there's three groups, groups E, F, and G, because the men are A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
And the U.S. is in the same group with, again, France, Colombia, and North Korea. In Group E, Great Britain is the host country. They'll be with New Zealand, Cameroon, and Brazil. It should be a great group there. And then the defending World Cup champions, Japan, will be in the same group as Canada, of course, featuring Christine Sinclair and Candace Chapman from the Western New York Flash's championship team last year. Sweden with the great side as well. And the Republic of South Africa.
Interesting, so, isn't it? I mean, and the reason why I asked you to do that is because you see the international aspect of the game.
And it's going to be a great tournament. And we're having a great tournament now with Euros. And of course, the soccer here in America with MLS getting started back up again. We're going to have some news on Toronto FC. Not good news, certainly. We're going to talk about that with Dick Howard in just a second. But, of course, the Rhinos had a tough loss, 2-1 against Harrisburg on Friday, gave them two late goals, and tied Pittsburgh 1-1, Quavis Kirk scoring the goal. We'll have Quavis on the show about 7 o'clock. And the Flash, what a great week for them. Three wins and a draw, 4 matches in 8 days, including a huge victory over the previously undefeated Chicago Red Stars, 3-0.
You were not there, but it was a great game.
I was in Philly.
You know, Angela, Angela
Salem.
Salem, she played superbly. A midfield. McCall played superbly a midfield. They really, the team is really gelling. I tell you, they were the better team, no matter what people say. They were the better team from Chicago, you know, in the game against Chicago, and they should have won. They wasted a few shots that could have been goals. But our goalie was superb in the things that she had to do.
And that's Allie Lipscher was in goal, and we'll have her on the show at 7:15
exactly.
to talk
so we'll
about
ask
that.
Her about that. But there is one thing that I want to say that you know, everybody's concerned about the euro in Europe. You know, in Greece played a big thing today with the vote and on Sunday. But I tell you one thing. That a celebration in Greece is because they qualify for the World Cup and not because they remain in the
quarterfinals. They didn't qualify for the World Cup yet. We'll see what happens for that. But they're going to be in the quarterfinals taking on Germany. And it'll be a match that's held on Friday at 2:45. So it should be a very interesting match. We'll talk about that and more about Euros and CONCACAF qualifying from last week. U.S. and Canada doing very well. We'll hear more from Dick Howard coming up next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. On WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind, because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The next Flash home match will be this Friday, June 22nd at Saline Stadium against the Philadelphia Fever. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Saline Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos play their next USL Pro League match at Saline Stadium Saturday, June 30th against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Kickoff is at 7:05. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Saline Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Saline Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Stand by,
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, Northfield Commons. Number to call is 248-2650. Go down and say hello to Tony and Michelle and tell them that Soccer is a Kick in the Grass sent you. Get your U.S. national team t-shirts there. Get ready for the Olympic Games to cheer on from our Western New York Flash representative, Alex Morgan, and, of course, Rochester's own Abby Wambach. Dick, how you doing tonight? What a great set of matches today.
It's great, isn't it? You were getting this fix, you know, and it's just fantastic seeing such exciting games and a tournament that really is only going to get better as we progress through it.
Joe, I know you're...
And Joe is smiling, of course, with a foot satsuri.
Let me tell you one thing, Dick. I'd die a thousand deaths, but I'm glad that we come up on the winning side. And what a beautiful goal Balotelli scored.
Well, that's Balotelli, isn't it? That's Super Mario at his best. We've seen all types of Mario Balotelli, but the way he put that ball away, it was just superb, you know, and an excellent goal.
It was a great goal from Balotelli, and also Cassano with the goal. Both goals set up from off of corner kicks, so Italy doing well with the set pieces, and they're going to be a very difficult team to beat, I think. But the only issue now, Chiellini was injured tonight, and hopefully he will be back for the quarterfinal matchup against either England or Spain, or England or France, because that's one of the two teams that Italy can play in the quarterfinals.
And it was presuming then, of course, that England would get past Ukraine, which won't be easy. I've got a few bets on with Ukrainian friends, and hopefully I'll come out on top, but it will be a very competitive game. I think Ukraine want to finish on a positive note and with a win. And, of course, the Sweden-France. Sweden will want to bounce back from that disappointing defeat to England. So I think we're going to see two really competitive games tomorrow, and everybody's sort of saying England-France, but we've had upsets with that Greece-Russia, and who knows, with more upsets possibly in the works.
I should correct myself. I did not think Ukraine could top the group, but actually, if they beat England and France ties or loses, then Ukraine would top the group, so they could possibly play Italy in the quarterfinals. So there's three teams that are still active there. I think, Dick, though, the difference in that England match is going to be Wayne Rooney. He's finally going to be stepping on the field for the first time, and he's a kind of player like Cristiano Ronaldo who can change a match by himself and force a team to have to play a different style of defense, different strategy to mark him and try to stop him, because he's fresh. He's not played yet, and he, I think, is going to be the difference tomorrow.
The big question, Andrew, will Roy Hodgson start him in the game? Because the way Welbeck played, of course, with Andy Carroll, was, I thought, a good combination, and then there's talk that maybe Rooney would start on the bench and then come into the game if things are not going well for England. But it remains to be seen. The bottom line is, of course, that you've got a quality player coming in, and I'm sure he's been chomping at the bit. We see these shots of him in the crowd and celebrating the goals in that fabulous game against Sweden, you know, the draw, the drama in that one. But he'll be definitely an asset for England in that game against Ukraine.
I think that Roy Hodgson's key point is going to be that Welbeck and Rooney, of course, are teammates at Manchester United, and they know how to play together up top, and I think that combination could be deadly. But the other match tomorrow, France against Sweden, again, it's like Ireland today. They have nothing to play for except for their pride, but they are a very, very strong nation, a football nation. Ibrahimovic certainly wants to go out with a victory. So France has been very, very impressive so far, but we'll see what happens in that match tomorrow.
Yeah, and then with that Croatia-Spain game, we talk about drama with that late goal by Spain against a very competitive. I thought Croatia played exceptionally well. They really prevented Spain from doing what they do so well, you know, lots of possession and creating all manner of shooting opportunities, and arguably Croatia had the better opportunities. Iker Casillas was very sharp on more than one occasion. But Spain, you know, they always find a way of coming out on top, and it certainly was a game of great drama and a good game to watch. I felt that it was certainly an interesting game in respect of the tactics that Croatia used in trying to nullify the Spanish team.
According to Andrew, the goal that they scored was offside.
Well, and that's just me. Grant Wall also said it was offside. I think it was actually Neves was offside twice.
From the initial pass. Yeah, because the ball was lifted over the top and then it was pulled back. And it's just, you know, with camera angles and we're always second guessing the match officials, aren't we, in this tournament? And we've seen it whether it's been penalty, no penalty claims. It is always tough, and we've said it before, haven't we? We've talked about games and how we've got the advantage of maybe 18, 20 cameras and super slow-mo, whereas the referee's got to make a split-second decision in conjunction with his assistant or with the goal line referee.
Right, but the pass though, and Iniesta passed it forward to Navas. That was offsides. Mm-hmm. But in the end, though, I don't think it mattered. I don't think Croatia was able to find a way past Casillas no matter what happened, and they needed to do that in order to qualify. But, Joe, I know you, I'm sure I'll comment on this as well, but the most controversial thing that's happened in this tournament has been very little controversy is the tiebreaker in the group stage. And they pointed out more than once on the broadcast that Russia, if this had been the World Cup, Russia would have been in the quarterfinals instead of Greece. And if the match had ended up 0-0, Italy would have not, and it was a World Cup, Italy would not have qualified because they had the worst goal difference of the three teams that were left in it, that were tied, would have been tied. So it's very interesting, and there's been a lot of discussion about that, Dick.
Well, it's something that the UEFA Confederation, you know, made those changes. And it was all tied in. And I think it's the way it should be, Andrew, between the two teams. What was the score between the two teams that are tied rather than in the whole of the group, which is the norm. But it certainly, as you say, caused a lot of discussion. But to my mind, it was a good move by UEFA in making that change.
The amazing thing in this tournament that aside a few teams that have won, you know, with two, three goals and four goals, I think one of them, we have a lot of ties, which is, you know, it's really unusual because, it seemed like every team, they give up one less minute goal, they're leading, then all of a sudden they get scored upon.
Well, there's been no 0-0 ties in the tournament.
That was the great thing, Andrew, isn't it? No scoreless ties, and the non-soccer people out there saying, oh, here we go again. You know, epitome of modern soccer, a scoreless tie, but we've not had that. We've had some 1-0 games, you know, 1-1. It has been a very competitive tournament thus far, and that's why I think people enjoy the Euro tournament compared to a World Cup where maybe you might get a few more blowouts.
What was your opinion about Russia? I thought for sure the way they started, the way they were playing, they would not, you know, they would not end up being eliminated.
It's incredible, wasn't it? That opening game when they were totally in control against the Czech Republic, and then certainly in Toronto, we have a section of Toronto, the Danforth Avenue, which is a Greek area of the city, and it was just buzzing on Saturday night following that 1-0 win. They were just so delighted. And of course the irony, and we've all seen this, of Greece now playing Germany in the next round, which with all the economic situation that are happening in that country, and Germany.
One of the things you can say about Greece, Dick, is they know how to win a game or get a result. And they proved it in 2004 when they won the whole tournament against everybody's expectations. They knew they played tough defense. It's very, very difficult to break them down.
They play with a lot of passion as well. Sometimes it's a little bit too much, but the intensity and the passion, I'm sure that there's a few other teams that would love to have had that. And we saw that in the game against Russia and in the other games. And it disappoints me at times, and without picking out any particular players, that the lack of intensity when you're in a really tight game. You want the leaders on the field, and you've seen them, Joe, in your time as a trainer. There's some players that encouraging their teammates on to get a result or to stay in the game, and at times, you know, some of the higher profile captains haven't shown that leadership that you expect.
That's for sure. It just, you know, I'm not a fan of Ronaldo. You know, not because of his playing ability. I'm just his arrogant attitude. So I don't know if you've seen all the picture about him, you know, coming out and about Portugal being that he's better than Messi and all kind of stuff. You know, that's so superficial and so unpersonal, I think. But you know, that's the way it goes. And I am really happy about all the event that has happened in this tournament. I think that the referees have not really been a major part of the decision making in the game part, because you know the result has been the results speak for themselves.
Yeah, and there's just a couple of incidents with regards to the racist comments by some groups of fans, I think, has been totally uncalled for, and hopefully there'll be sanctions with regards to that. But, you know, and we had the incidents with the Poland-Russia game. But overall, and let's hope it continues in this vein, that, you know, we're just focusing on the game rather than incidents that happen off the field.
Absolutely, and I think, Dick, so far we know two of the four quarterfinals. We have, you mentioned Germany and Greece, and Germany, I think, certainly they're the clear favorites in that match. They've won all three of their group games, and I think they look the best, but I would not count Greece out. They're going to play for a scoreless tie, and they're going to try to win it on penalties, just like they always do. But the other quarterfinal that's set is a very intriguing matchup. The Portuguese, we mentioned about Ronaldo, they seem to be on form. And then you got the Czech Republic, which I think right now is a surprise team of this tournament. I don't think anybody picked them except me to top Group A. And when you have Peter Cech in goal, you have one of the best keepers in the world. That's going to be a great matchup, and it's going to be very interesting to see who comes out of that match, because I think either one of those teams could win that.
Certainly, yes, and with Portugal, the one thing that I've really been impressed with, it came out in the game against the Netherlands, was their transition game. You know, they are just so quick in regaining possession and attacking the other team's goal, and that speed can cause problems against a Czech defense that on occasion has been a little bit vulnerable. But it's certainly going to be a very important game, and Joe, you like him or hate him, I think Cristiano Ronaldo finally showed what a fine player he can be, you know, with his performance in that win over the Netherlands compared to some of the superstars on the Dutch team. So if he can
do what he does so well,
it's going to be difficult to contain them.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not debating about disability. I'm just talking about his personality, I guess, the way it is.
It's going to be interesting, because again, to see this match, because you know Portugal, I think they want this is something that they've been gearing for ever since 4 years ago, when everyone was very disappointed with the results with that tournament and also the previous tournament. And Ronaldo certainly has something to prove. He wants to prove he's the best player in the world. But the other two semifinals could just or quarterfinals, Dick, could. They're mouth-watering. If you think about it, you could see Italy against England, Italy against France, France against Spain, England, Spain. Those are some real heavyweights. And the good thing is it'll only be one match. After tomorrow, there'll be one match a day, so we don't have to use the split.
We don't have to flick from one to the other. But, no, you're quite right. It really is going to be tremendous because, as you say, old rivals maybe coming up against each other, and it's certainly difficult to pick out who's going to finish out on top in the end, although I think that there's certainly going to be a team from the Iberian Peninsula in those semis, and we'll see what transpires, but it's been great, and it's only going to get better.
One of the things that observation that Andrew and I made, and you alluded to it, it's the euphoria that soccer has caused. You know, the exposition that we got, how all the television channel, ESPN2, and other channels are carrying those tournament, and it would tell the American people, the naysayers, so to speak, you know, how big the game really is, and how much pride there is when one nation against another nation defend the color of their nation and the pride.
It's tremendous, haven't it? You know, the crowd shots, and we see that in every game, and all ages. It's just great to show that intensity and that passion. And you see it in Toronto, you know, with the flags. The cars are flying, the flags driving around, and it really creates a unique environment. And it's certainly in Toronto, because of the multicultural nature of the city, and it's going to get even more so, of course, with Italy still in contention, along with Spain and hopefully England, France, and Greece. So it really energizes the whole city, and it's part of all the newscasts. Although there was a disturbing element today, yes. there was an incident on one of the streets where the Italian game was being played, and a criminal sort of offense took place. Somebody got shot, so hopefully that was not related to the game.
Yeah, I saw that in the Toronto. I was actually looking at another article, which I'll ask you about in just a second. But that was the headline, that there was somebody shot at a cafe in Little Italy during the match. So hopefully, again, has nothing to do with what was going on in the match. It was some other incident or some other reason for the attack. But it's very tragic when something like that happens. But the other thing I was looking at, Dick, though, and just gonna close with this and get your comments, three Toronto FC players were arrested this weekend after the team lost 2-0 to Houston. Things just keep going from bad to worse with Toronto FC. It's just been a very, very tough year.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. They were in Houston getting ready for the game on Wednesday. They traveled in from Kansas City on the Sunday, and the coach had given them sort of the night off just to relax, and unfortunately they got in an incident in the early morning hours in a club in Houston, and they were arrested and released, and the club is not making any statement at the present time, but it's not the kind of thing that the club needs, given all the challenges they're having on the field and losing again, albeit under, you know, Paul Mariner taking over as a new coach. So hopefully it'll all be resolved and they can get a good result in Houston, but it's not the ideal situation.
Definitely not a good thing. Well, Dick, next week we'll be talking about the semifinals of Euro, and I'm looking forward to the final group stage matches in Group D tomorrow, and then the quarterfinals Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's more soccer heaven for all the fans. So we'll talk to you again next week, Dick. We'll be watching the matches ourselves, and I'm sure you'll be watching them up in Toronto as well.
It'll be great, guys. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Take care. Look forward to chatting to you next week.
Thanks, Dick.
Hey, Dick, Forza Italia.
Yeah, Forza Azzurri, Joe. Yeah, ciao. Va bene.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Cuevas Kirk from the Rochester Rhinos here on FM Talk on WYSL, 2.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The next Flash home match will be this Friday, June 22nd at Salem Stadium against the Philadelphia Fever. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here and Joe Redcard Sirianni, of course, our esteemed host, is with me as well. We're having Allie Lipscher of the Western New York Flash on in our final segment tonight, but Joe joining us right now, one of the top players for the Rhinos, and certainly one of the most stylish Rhino players as well. Not only his play in the field, but also his fashion sense.
Exactly. And I would like to welcome to Soccer Kick at the Grass and Cuevas. We're going to ask you some pointed question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. What's going on with your guys?
I guess it's just one of those ruts, you know, you get caught in, and as a team, you know, we just need to figure it out and figure out what's going on with us defensively and attacking to just kind of put together the perfect game each time we go out there, and it seems like we just haven't been able to put it together, you know, since we started. So it's just, you know, we need to get under ourselves and get back to what we've been doing, you know, in the start of the season when we were actually, you know, coming out of games, you know, holding leads and things like that. And it's just like, you know, we just need to work on that and keep, you know, focusing on our game.
I think we should give the blame to David DePasquale because, you know, because maybe he doesn't give you guys good massages. I remember when I was a trainer, whenever we had a difficulty, everybody was blaming me because they said they couldn't run backwards. forwards.
Oh, man.
So don't tell that to David because he probably hates me.
Come on, Joe. You're like the god of trainers in soccer.
That just happened because invariably whenever something happened, you know, and the players being the way they are, they would say, oh, geez, I got an injury, stuff like this. And then the coach would come to me and he said, yeah, what did you tell me? You know, and really that was not the truth. They just covered their butt.
Yeah. We mentioned that Cuevas got Kirk's appearance today on Soccer's Kick in the Grass, brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, June 30th, against the Harrisburg City Islanders at Salem Stadium. So, Cuevas, Speaking of Harrisburg, it was a tough, tough match down in Pennsylvania, as it always is against Harrisburg. They're a very difficult team to play against, as proven by their Open Cup run. They're doing very well in the Open Cup, and we had the lead on them, and then what you never want to see happen is two late goals given up. I mean, we saw what happened with Manchester City and QPR in the last match of the Premiership, where Man City scored two goals in stoppage time, and this is what happened in Harrisburg. They got a goal in the 86th and a goal in the 90th. And the guy's name who scored, his first name is Lucky. So I imagine he was pretty lucky scoring that goal.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, you know, kind of took the wind out of ourselves when they scored the first one. And, you know, we sat back a little bit after we had scored, which was, you know, that was our fault for, you know, dropping back so far and allowing them to come so far up. And we took a lot of pressure from them towards the end of that match, and they finally broke through, and they broke through twice, which really, really gutted us towards the end of that game. And you know, it was unfortunate, but you know, it's ourselves to blame only, and there's no one else to blame but ourselves. And you know,
Corvus, is it because you guys lose marking, or because you know they attacking, and you guys lose, you know, concentration?
You know, it was just you know, attacking. It was just like, you know, we weren't stepping at the right times. We were one step behind, it seemed like, every time we were stepping to them, and they were just getting the balls, and they were able to knock them quickly on us, and at points they were able to turn in dangerous areas, and when they got those turns in dangerous areas, we ended up, you know, conceding goals, which was, you know, unfortunate.
Yeah, Harrisburg is definitely a quality team. They went to the final last year or so. We know that they've got some players on that team, but the team really came back. And you were the catalyst on Sunday yesterday, scoring a goal and tying the tie against Pittsburgh with your former Rhino Tino Nunez. And it always seems, Cuevas, that a former Rhino always bites us in the behind and scores a goal against us. It never fails. Maybe it's because there's so many former Rhinos out there. I don't know.
Well, it's because they want to prove that, you know, we made a mistake to letting them go. And everybody has, everybody, when you play against your old team, everybody's got a little bit more of a drive to play better or to give it the little extra in order to prove, hey, you guys, you should have kept me. Look at this. I scored on you now.
So, well, what was the difference in the match on Sunday versus the match on Friday against Harrisburg?
I mean, the time of the day the game was, the weather and everything during the game, it was absolutely blazing hot in Pittsburgh. It was just muggy and warm out there, and it took a lot of energy out of the guys, you know, all of us that were out there, you know, playing. And I believe that we should, you know, that's a game we should have taken. It's a game that, you know, we worked hard during the game, and a lot of times, you know, we just didn't have the energy, it seemed like. And on their goal, it's, you know, we lost some marks, and Tino got in on the back post. You know, it was a good service, and he got on the end of it. But, you know, it just showed, you know, that we didn't want to give up any more goals. We fought hard and fought back, and, you know, we ended up putting one in, but we wanted to put in more, so we kept pressing, they kept pushing it, but it really was a hot game out there, and we were just kind of losing energy.
That's how humble this guy is. He said, we put one in, and it was Cuevas who scored the goal. Tell us about the goal, Cuevas. What happened on that play?
Well, you know, I was coming from the outside, and, you know, I cut my run in, and Tanky put a ball over the top, and he was, you know, he told me he was looking for Brito, for Gattiano, and I just ended up, you know, running straight by him because the defenders, the center backs, were actually marked up on Brito, both of them. So I just, you know, snuck by them. They weren't even ready for me, so I just kind of snuck by. And the ball actually got tangled up in between my feet at one point, and I just kind of toe-poked it and went in.
Hey, on the score sheet, nobody sees a toe-poke. They just see a goal. So.
You know what, Cuevas? Andrew just made a remark, and I want to compliment you because it's the team, it's a we that wins, not some people that says I. So my compliment to you because you speak on behalf of the team and the whole team and nothing but the team. So you're not about your personal achievement. So my congratulations to you.
I appreciate that.
Cuevas, so the Rhinos have one more road match before we return back home, and it's this Saturday in Richmond, and the Kickers lost two matches over the weekend, so they're going to be hungry as well for a victory. They beat us 1-0 not too long ago on an early goal, and they made it stand up. What are you guys going to need to do against Richmond to come away with points this time?
I mean, against Richmond, it's just like we got to stand up, and, you know, we got to fight twice as hard as whatever they're bringing out. We got to come out hard from the start. We can't allow them to get those, you know, those early goals like, you know, they did on us here at home. And we just got to come out and work hard and outwork the team. It seems like, you know, it's been a while since we've fully outworked the team completely and, you know, put the team on their heels early. And we got to finish early chances. And if we could finish early chances, I mean, we can nip that one in the bud and just finish that game out.
Cuevas, a lot of people that know that we do the radio show, a lot of people that follow the show, and a lot of people that follow the Rhinos. And one of the questions that is very prominent in their mind is 6 wins in the beginning, great team, and now all of a sudden, what happened? How do you answer that?
It's just, you know, in all honesty, in the beginning, a lot of the games, I don't know if people watched the games in the beginning, we weren't playing our best soccer, even in those games. It was just literally we'd come out, we'd somehow, you know, hold on to a, you know, 1-0 victory or 2-0 or, you know, 2-1 or whatever we came out with. And it wasn't the best soccer that we could play. And it's starting to catch up to us. And now we need to, you know, get to that point where we're playing the best soccer. We're working our hardest to come out there. And once we start playing the best soccer, there will be very few teams that can compete with us. The guys we have on this team are very good. And when we come together and play, it's going to be an unstoppable force.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to the match this Saturday, Cuevas in Richmond. Watch it on USL Live. And then back home on the 30th against that same Harrisburg team. And, of course, they'll have an Open Cup match that week. So they'll be maybe a little bit winded, so we'll have to take advantage of that. So, again, best of luck this weekend, and we'll see you coming up next Saturday.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cuevas. Bye-bye. Cuevas Kirk here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, Joe, the Rhinos really need a win on Saturday in Richmond. That'd be a great pick-me-up before they come back home. And the good thing, though, Joe, the Rhinos play 8 of their last 10 matches at home. But so that's going to be a big help in playing in front of that big Salem Stadium crowd.
One of the things that's really crucial for the Rhino to win is because the fans are fickle. If you win, they'll come. If you don't win, they don't come. And then they begin to have doubts. And once they begin to have doubts and they, you know, and they don't put value to come to the game, you know, then there is no revenue and there is a whole thing that has a trickle-down effect. Wow. So it's very, very important for them to start winning.
Absolutely. But by the way, I want to say a big, big shout-out to the Rhinos staff because they had a big – weekend concert at the stadium, and it drew very, very well. So hats off to all the crew out at Salem Stadium for doing a great job on the concert. And I've heard there may be another one coming up in July, so we'll certainly let you know about that. But coming up next on Soccer is Kicking the Grass, we'll be joined by Allie Lipscher, goalkeeper of the Western New York Flash, here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos play their next USL Pro League match at Salem Stadium Saturday, June 30th, against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Kickoff is at 7:05. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Couche, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The next Flash home match will be this Friday, June 22nd at Salem Stadium against the Philadelphia Fever. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcart Sirianni. Still waiting for a call from Hallie Lipscher. Hope to have her on before the end of the show. Again, we're very happy and congratulations to the Flash for a tremendous eight-day stretch, Joe. And I tell you, we're used to the Rhinos playing back-to-back matches, but the Flash, that's new territory for them. That didn't happen in WPS, and I don't know if it happened in the W. I mean, it probably happened in the W League, but a lot of those players in the W League, only a few of them are on this team. So.
Yeah, but they did very well, Andrew, because they played against Chicago at home, and then they went on the road, and you know, they had that. One win and one tie, and you know they're standing near the top of the league right now, and they're
giving
looking
up
good.
Just one goal in their last five matches, and that's how you do well in league play. You don't give up any goals. And Flash will be back home on Friday against the Philadelphia Fever. By the way, if you look at their logo, Joe, the Philadelphia Fever's logo is almost exactly like the Philadelphia Fury's logo from the old NASL days.
I know, I saw that. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about the Flash a little bit is how well they are playing right now. The team is really gelling. The midfield plays superbly. And the goalkeeper, you know, that we hope to have, in she played amazing. And, you know, the number one goalkeeper got injured because she had a bone fracture, and I think.
Yeah, and, her orbital bone.
Yeah, and she stepped in. Lipscher stepped in, and she did a magnificent job.
And Brady Cameron did play in the 0-0 tie yesterday against the Philadelphia Fever. So she is back. It's going to be interesting. Now you got a little goaltender battle.
But one of the players that really stood out in my part for me, it's Angela Salem. She's, by comparison, she may be not the tallest person in midfield.
Oh, well, that's why you like her, huh?
No. I like her because I like her, but I like the way she plays.
Yeah, she's
talented. She's able
player.
To win head balls. She goes on the tackle, she gets the ball. She distributes the ball very well. She has a good vision of where the players are. So, you know, my compliment to her. And, of course, Zerboni and the rest of midfield, they opened themselves up for her because she's by choice as a defensive midfielder, and she does a very good job at it.
She certainly does. And the Flash again will be home this Friday against the Philadelphia Fever. It's a 7:30 kickoff for the Flash. And the team, of course, has some tough matches coming up. Actually, they play again on Sunday. They have to go to play at New England, a team they beat 3-1 not too long ago here in Rochester. And then they will be on the road again, back home again on Sunday, July 8th, against Charge MD, ASH Chesapeake Charge. And then they can take their West Coast trip, or Central United States trip, at Sydney-Anna on Thursday the 12th, and then they have to go to Chicago on Saturday the 14th. So certainly a lot of matches coming up for the Flash, and they're going to need to stay right at the top of the table so they can hopefully host playoff matches and maybe a final if it comes down to that. It's the top four teams, Boston, New York Fury, Chicago, and the Flash, they're the four pro teams, and they're probably the odds-on favorites to make the playoffs. So it should be a great last part of the season for the Flash.
Certainly, it's an asset to Rochester soccer. Maybe we don't have the stars that we had last year with the Western New York Flash, but certainly we got stars that are making their own identity, put their own identity on the field and on the Flash roster. So compliment to all the organization because they're doing a good job. I hope that the people will come and watch that because they play a tremendous good brand of soccer. They are young women that love the game and they play the game with passion. And it will be good if we can get more people in the stadium.
Absolutely, we want to encourage everyone. It's the only matches at Salem Stadium. Or football matches at Salem Stadium this weekend. The Rhinos again on the road against Richmond. So you want to get your soccer fix at Salem Stadium this Friday, 7:30 kickoff as the Flash will host the Philadelphia Fever. It's interesting, you got the New York Fever who used to play against the Rhinos. Exactly. Now you have the Philadelphia Fever who are logos like the Philadelphia Fury, and then you have the New York Fury. So it's easy to get those things mixed up.
Right.
It's going to be a great match coming up on Friday. And, of course, the Rhinos back in town next Saturday, the 30th, against Harrisburg. And they're one of the three USL teams still in the U.S. Open Cup, along with Dayton and the Charlotte Eagles also are still alive. So,
and don't forget, tomorrow be sure you watch the England-Ukraine game and with Wayne Rooney and Sweden-France game. So the two exciting game with that's going to have a result. The result will impact my team early.
Yeah, so whoever finishes first in Group D will take on Italy on, I believe that sketch is on Sunday. Let me take a look at that here real quick.
I think it is Sunday.
Of course you would know that, Joe, because you're always in the know.
Yeah.
Yeah, match 28, which is Group D winner against Group C runner-up, is going to be on Sunday. All those matches are at 2:45. So, again, one match per day after tomorrow's ending of Group D. So it's been a great tournament, Joe. I've enjoyed watching all the matches. They've all been competitive for the most part. There's been a couple of dominating results, but for the most part, they've been very exciting. They've gone down to the last minute, just like today. You know, if Croatia had beaten Spain, Spain would have been knocked out of the tournament, but it didn't happen. So you got some very strong teams still left in it, and I think it's anybody's tournament. You still could have a rematch between Germany and Spain. They're on opposite sides of the bracket, but you could also possibly see Portugal could get in there. But that semifinal is going to possibly be Germany against Italy, or maybe Germany against France or England. Wow, that's going to draw some ratings, some big ratings.
And I want to compliment the Italian American Sports Club because I went over there to watch the game today. The euphoria was great. The atmosphere
there wasn't
was
too
good.
Much swearing, was there?
No. Everybody was sports azzurri.
Absolutely. So it's, again, we're going to be watching those Euros. We'll have the report on the quarterfinals on next week's show. And, of course, reports on the Flash and the Rhinos matches coming up this weekend. I want to thank Quavis Kirk for joining us today on the show. And thank Greg Sten. We'll try to get Ali Lipscher on in a future show. And, of course, again, Rhinos, 7 o'clock kickoff, USL Live against Richmond on Saturday. Flash home on Friday, 7:30 kickoff against Philly. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Dick Howard up in Toronto and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.